You're listening to the radio showcase for the best young classical musicians in the country, From the Top. This week, we're broadcasting our All Pipsqueak Highlight Show. I'm Joanne Robinson here in the studio along with Christopher O'Reilly, and this is the highlight show where the age limit is 13 years old.
Yeah, don't trust anyone over the age of 13.
Coming up, we've got a very young quartet from the Chicago area performing a whimsical string quartet by contemporary composer David Stone. And up next, the music of Poulenc performed by a 12-year-old flutist from Utah. Also, roving reporter Haley Golbach teams up with that young flutist to pull a prank on Chris.
Yeah, they pretended to spy on me on tour.
Her findings are quite compelling, actually.
Uh-huh.
From the Top's home is New England Conservatory's Jordan Hall in Boston, where talented young musicians are creating a new century of musical excellence.
It's not all that unusual for a kid to start an instrument like the cello, piano, or violin at a very early age. It's a little more unusual for kids to excel on the woodwind instruments that early. Still, we occasionally come across them, like 12-year-old flutist Helen McGar. She's from the town of Linden, Utah, and here she is performing the first movement of the Flute Sonata by Francis Poulenc.
Thank you.
12-year-old flutist in the Poulenc Sonata was Helen McGar from Linden, Utah. Beautifully played, my gosh.
Thank 12
you. Years old. Goodness, that's wonderful. It's been a couple of years since I was 12. You try on prom dresses, for instance. You go to the mall and, like, you and your friends just, like, try on, like, 100 dresses? Just
yeah.
To...
We go into the stores and we tell the ladies that we're going to try them on. And so they say, well, we'll help you because we have nothing to do.
Fantastic. So you just, like, do little fashion shows for each other?
And... Yeah, we parade around.
And then at the end you just say, not in the mood to buy anything today.
So. Yeah, I'm not old enough.
Oh, okay. Sort of slipped your mind when you walked in. You've recently had the traditional all-girl sleepover.
Yeah.
How was that? Did you guys stay up all night and watch movies and stuff?
Yeah, and we called boys.
Called boys?
Yeah.
Yeah, what happened when you called boys?
Well, we called them because they were our friends, because we were really bored, and so they just sang songs to us because it was really
Really?
Funny.
Nice. And I love this. You used to play, like, this spying game with your brother.
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean? Like, just, like, walk around with Sherlock Holmes hats and magnifying glasses? Or, like, you were actually spying on your family?
Yeah, we took around clipboards with papers, and we wrote all these plans around the house, where we're going to go. And we went in my sister's closet and spied on her there, but mm-hmm. she was really boring. So we went to my mom, and she pretended that she didn't know we were there, but she did. So she did all these weird stuff.
Oh, so she knew you were spying, so she would, like, get on the phone and say, how about that plot to kill Helen? You know, are you still on with this?
Yeah.
That kind of, probably not that drastic, I would imagine.
No.
Probably would have scared me, too. But that's kind of, that sounds like kind of fun.
Chris, but don't you think this is just a little creepy?
Hello, Haley.
Hi, Chris. Hi, Helen.
Hi.
Don't I think what's creepy?
You know, Helen spying on people.
Creepy, not especially. I remember doing the same kind of thing around the neighborhood, spying when I was a kid.
Well, that's good.
Why is that good?
It's good that you don't find it creepy.
Why? What difference does it make?
We spied on you, Chris.
You spied on me when?
Just yesterday. And I took my roving reporter audio equipment along so we could bug you.
Bug me?
I was psyched because I've always wanted to know what you do on tour when we're not working together. And I thought there might be some journalistic value, you know, the truth about a concert pianist on the road.
God, I'm trying to remember... Like, what I did yesterday. How embarrassing was it?
Introduce the first cut, Helen.
Well, in the morning, we hid behind the maid's cart outside your hotel room for what seemed like forever. Finally, you came out, but you seemed agitated. You practically ran to your car.
Yeah, this was spy work at its most exciting. You were clearly a man on a mission.
Can I take your order?
Yeah. Give me a bacon double cheeseburger. With extra bacon. Look, I can explain. I never eat the bun. It's sort of an Atkins thing.
Anyway, we hurried back to the hotel before you did to break in.
Break
and
in?
And set up our equipment in your closet to listen to you rehearse.
No. No. Idiot. Don't bother looking at the notes, what they say. They might actually be able to tell you something.
Wow, Chris. Maybe you should go a little easier on yourself.
Yeah, yesterday was a good day.
He's like that. Oh, but Chris, we'd also wired your phone.
Oh, I'd love being on hold forever.
Yes. Yes, that's right. Single, white, male, seeks fun-loving companion. To take in the occasional concert.
Okay, cut the tape. We've heard about enough.
The engineer is mercifully fading out the playback of that show. Thank you.
It's hard to face the truth like that, isn't it, Chris?
Of course, the writers of our show, in dreaming up that piece of fine literature, were departing seriously from reality.
Right. Whatever. Our fantastic young flutist and spy kid was 12-year-old Helen McGar from Linden, Utah. She teamed up with From the Top's roving reporter, Haley Golbach. Each year, From the Top and the Jack Kent Cook Foundation present 25 performers of exceptional musical ability, outstanding academic potential, and financial need with the $10,000 Jack Kent Cook Young Artist Award. Learn more at FromTheTop.org. Chris.